For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Inspirational song from Jimmy Eat World. Drew Grabo live with Anna. Follow her on Twitter at the sex on not having, even though it's a lie. She is having sex.
At Anna Hummel Radio.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. I follow you. I tweeted, in fact, that Anna Hummel Radio would be on our show today. So I should have remembered that. Dummy. She is in for John Senning, who is as under the weather as under weather can get. He's got C. diff.
I looked it up yesterday.
Nasty, right?
No, it doesn't look good.
Poor dude. I checked with him last night. He said he was hanging in there.
Is he doing better at least?
Hanging in there, yeah. We sent some texts back and forth about some unrelated stuff.
Is he fully quarantined?
To us, yes. I don't know about his house, but to us, we're not going anywhere near him until he gets it out of his system.
Yeah.
And I hope that he has the common sense to get cleared by a doctor before he comes back, that he doesn't decide, oh, Monday, I'm coming back to work. Right? We need him to go to a doctor first, yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They said it was highly contagious.
Right. Because I want him back. I love the guy. You know that, but...
Yeah, but you have Kevin, who has a compromised immune system.
I wouldn't be here.
Yeah,
exactly.
You got a baby.
And I wouldn't be here either.
Yeah, so, you know...
Your love is conditional.
Yeah, basically on people not killing us.
I would have to run away. I'd have to go on a 2-week cruise.
Yeah. I would told myself that if things didn't get better, like for me, all better this morning, that I would go to the doctor and things couldn't have been better. Well,
good.
They could have been a little better, but I only made one BM and it was fine. And so now I know it's completely gone for myself.
And you've been getting better, right?
I've been showing progress, yes. Okay. And so finally everything has settled down. So I think we all got the same viral stomach infection / food poisoning / kava poisoning, if we're all being honest.
Mm-hmm.
And mine finally cleared up. Mike texted me last night and said he was in awful shape. I was surprised to hear him on the air this morning.
Wow.
I said, go to the doctor and get tested for C. diff. I turned to my mom for a second. You need to go to the doctor. I don't know if he did or not. I hope he's feeling better.
At this point, you can't mess around anymore.
Right. For almost 2 weeks now, we've all been dealing with what's basically Samoa Joe is to blame for, and it's not been fun for anyone. So John, get well soon. And I can't help but notice that Homeless James is back with us. Homeless James, still out there in Arizona, are you?
Oh yeah, I made my way from Cottonwood, and now I'm in Sedona.
Congrats. All right, Sedona. Tony Danza's favorite city. Yeah.
Oh, I love it here. Oh. But I really had a observation on the gator and the retention pond.
Yeah, you're a homeless guy. Do you when you need a shower, is the retention pond an option?
Abso-freaking-lutely. Yep. I mean, you see a body of water.
Uh-huh.
Actually, back in the Tampa Bay area, mm-hmm. there is Lake Church, which I frequented a lot.
Lake Church.
Just go out. Lake Church. It's in Odessa.
Oh. In Odessa? I'm out there near Odessa. What's that near in Odessa? Yeah, Keystone area? What are we talking? A little Tarpon? What are we talking?
It's actually just near there. It's just after you pass mm-hmm. Keystone, mm-hmm. And then it's on there on your left.
All right.
There's this big
Lake Church
cross.
Oh yeah, I know. Sure, the giant cross out there in Odessa. Sure. So that's what you called to tell us that you'd shower in a lake.
Absolutely,
cool.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't see a problem with it. I feel for the homeless person.
Should they have killed the alligator?
He what?
Should they have killed the alligator?
No.
All right. We're on the same page there. The gator's just doing gator things. They should not have removed and then harvested that alligator.
Thank you. I mean, okay, listen. I'm here from I'm from Florida. Look, you go.
You guys know where this guy's from? Has he lived in Arizona his whole life?
I think so.
Is he from this area?
We had a good phone call. Now we're trying to go too deep with him.
Oh, I think he's a 2 deep or a 3-4 deep kind of guy. Oh, yeah, for sure. No, by the way, 3-4 later on next week sometime, not 3-4 later today.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. Here's a question that I have had many times living in Florida and being a native. Mm-hmm. I will be in a body of water or near a body of water. And people will ask me, are there gators in there? And I will respond with, there's gators in Florida. So, yeah, there's gators there.
I take it back. You're right. He was a one deep phone caller.
We had a good exchange with him. It's like you go out on a good date, and then she gets home, and you say, hey, you want to go out right now?
Sometimes you want to do that. You ever drop a girl off, and you go, damn, I want to pick her right back up and go out with her again.
Yeah, you don't do it, though.
You can't do it.
Oh.
You got to let her go.
I mean, you should probably be flattered. You'd be like, hey, look, I really like that. Let's go out again.
Yeah. But not just, you know, I'm going to go right pick away. You up back up in 10 minutes.
Why should we wait? Like, the newness might die down. You might decide that you didn't like me. When you have time to think about it, you might soak it in and go, oh, that guy was horrible.
Just a little worn out right now.
Don't let him think.
No, let's go right now. Exactly. Don't even think about it. Let's go. Okay, we're going out again, and we're going out again right now. Let's go. We went to the movies. Now we're going someplace else.
I wonder if anybody's ever done that before.
A double date. Not a double date in that it's another couple, but a double date in that you drop the date off and then you go back and pick her up.
Oh yeah.
Well, like a first date, you drop her off at home, and then she says, you not just to come back to hook up, like I want to keep the night going with you. Let's go back out.
God, that would be the best feeling ever. I want to take a girl out for the first time just so I can try that.
But now she's sneaking out with the right? Are we in
high
school?
No,
we're doing it right now. Yeah. No, we're doing it now.
Okay. Yeah.
Now.
Her roommate's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going back out with this dude that I met on, J-Date.
We've all done it in high school. Like, you always did the, like, drop her off so she can check in with her parents, but you wait up the street so that she can then jump out the bedroom window, and then you guys can go park in an industrial park somewhere and get that, you know, put on a little Night Ranger. Sister Christian, know the time has come, and so are you. And you know that you're the only... You see how I'm doing that with my fingers?
Dude, it's very revolting.
Oh. That's revolting to you?
I don't know how Anna feels about it. She
can't really see. There's a monitor.
Oh, yeah. I was doing that right there.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine.
The automatic, like, the automatic sprinkler is what they call that.
Yeah, do they?
It's not automatic.
Automatic. Just automatic.
Wow.
Never fails.
Yeah.
Rainbird. That's what they would call this.
Okay, why are you doing
Rainbird.
Have you shown this to your son yet?
No, he's only 14.
I'm only 14.
I learned that until I was like 29, 30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, it's not something they teach you in sex ed.
I know. You've tried to tell me about it before.
But I'm trying to tell you about it now.
I know.
It's for Phoebe's sake, not yours.
I know. I'm just, you know.
You're good?
You're what? You're set in your ways?
He's got his own technique.
What are you doing? Yeah, show me what you do.
I don't do anything. I don't know what I'm doing.
You do that?
I'm looking for moves, but not that.
Lana just said you did that.
Maybe a thumbs up. Dig in.
You do the fun. You give her the funds.
I haven't done that yet. No, but you know,
tonight we're gonna give you the funds. Hey, sit on it. No, don't. You what do you show me what you do? You do that right there. You
little
your buddy? Many different things you can do down there.
Yeah, man, just old-fashioned sex. Maybe that's what we're just doing, you know?
No, man. You got to have stuff to lead up
old to fashioned,
that. Old-fashioned. Yeah,
right?
Let's...
My dear, it is time for the making of the love.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, hey.
Let us do it as the missionaries do.
Hey, is baby Kush sleeping? Yeah, bring her to the room. Let's go.
And then that's when you give her the...
Yeah, you know, we got a thing, you know? Got a thing. It's not that.
It's not that?
Nothing wrong with that. If that works, that's great.
No, yeah, whatever works.
I just have, you know, I run a different offensive system at home.
Hey, look, whatever scores touchdowns.
Yeah, that's, you know, you're running the wildcat over there. I like to run more of a conservative offense with a fullback.
You're running the ball a lot?
Yeah, you have to.
I prefer to wishbone. Yeah.
We all have different ways to get things done. SBK can option. He takes a snap. He's like, do I want to run this thing? Do I want to pitch it back? I'm crazy.
No, I'm the way the Bucks used to play offense, like, back right when they had Dungy, before they won the Super Bowl. It's like, I'm winning 9-6 games out there, Garabo. I'm not putting four touchdowns on the board.
I'm either going to win 31-7 or lose 28-0, man. I'm crazy. I'm wildcat. I'm insane.
No, I want a last-second field goal. I want her to carry me out of the bedroom.
You might snap the ball to the running back.
I love the wildcat.
Oh,
I've done everything about it.
Absolutely, man. The freedom of the wildcat, it's like you could snap it to me and I could run right out the middle.
It was all the rage for about a year and a half in the NFL.
then never worked again. They ran Vic in the wildcat a little bit at Philadelphia, I think.
Yeah, he's an intern with the Chiefs now.
Michael Vick?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Intern?
Yeah, he's trying to be a coaching intern.
Oh. Okay. Justin, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Justin?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, buddy. By the way, Jada Pinkett Smith, so I can pay off the tease I gave you before the break, She said she used to push weight. She said that she actually used to sell drugs for a living before, of course, she became an A-lister and got with Will Smith. So you think there are a lot of moms out there, Justin, that listen to the Drew Garabo Live Experience and push weight or have pushed weight as a mom, like a Nancy Botwin type from Weeds?
Yeah, probably.
Cool. Thank you very much. Thanks, appreciate man. Your insight. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I went to him on that one. So what is it that we can do for you, Justin?
So you were talking about dropping a girl off and then meeting up a few minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved to Michigan and I met up with a girl and we went to a movie and then I dropped her off. And about 30 minutes later, she called me saying, do you want to meet me back up at a diner? So we met up again and then we had we had another date. Pretty much 10 minutes after I saw her last.
That's pretty damn cool. You must have been flattered when she texted you and said, gosh, you know, I had such a good time. Let's go to a diner, right? Like, eat some pie, drink some coffee.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So to this day, 2 years later, we're still together.
Oh, isn't that a happy love story right there? How old are you guys?
I'm 24. She's 21.
All right. Do yourself this favor. Don't do me this favor. Don't even think about marriage until you're 30. Okay. I mean, you crazy kids can stay together. You can have kids and all that stuff. But don't even think about marriage until you're 30.
Yeah. Look out for those fast women.
Yeah. Because you know you moved a little quickly. So you know, take your time, enjoy your 20s, and when you're 30, tie the knot. All right. Remember these words.
Thanks for the advice.
No problem whatsoever. There are divorce attorneys who hate the words I just gave you, but.
He's not going to listen.
He's not. No one does in their 20s. I didn't. Everybody told me when I was 22 and I was marrying my 20-year-old girlfriend. They're like, you're an idiot and this isn't going to last. I'm like, of course it's going to last. I love her. I love her. And then we honeymooned to St. Pete. And by the time we left St. Pete, I knew that it was not going to last.
I thought you knew before you said I do.
Yeah, I knew we were doomed.
You just felt like you were in too deep to back out?
In too deep to back out. Everyone would have said I told you so, and I needed to prove to myself that I could. And we made it last 4 years before we separated and then divorced. And then
one day you just knew. It just clicked.
Yeah, like we had both not been perfect when it comes to fidelity and just some fighting. And then finally one day we're like, God, you know, we're miserable here. And she was going to New Orleans with a girlfriend of hers. I said, why don't you just treat this like a girl's trip? Do whatever you do. And when you get back, we'll decide what we want to do with our relationship.
Do whatever you do.
I'm sure she got banged out by the time she crossed Florida state line, if even not even before that. And she came back. She's like, yeah, we should probably separate. I'm like, yeah, okay, good. Because I had a girl in the house when she was an hour up I-4. You know, like, okay, I'm single now. And then I said, I'd never get married again. Like, yep, that was dumb in my 20s. Never getting married again. Love's stupid. And within 2 years, I was married again. I am so good at this romance.
But
thing.
You're done with it now.
I can say safely, and I know people say it, I will not. I'm not going to be a husband again. I know. And you never say never. But I'm not equipped to be a husband. I'm not good at it.
Yeah, but maybe when you get older, if you're 60,
I am older.
60, 65, and you know what? I want to be with this woman for the rest of my years.
Yeah, you might have that happen to you.
How many years am I going to have at 65?
You're going to have a lot more years left.
Okay, I will not be married before 65.
You're not going to want to be alone when you're older.
Well, no.
Yeah, it gets cold, man.
Yeah, no, I don't want to be alone. Yeah. My son's going to be like 30. You won't have any time for me. He'll be dodging my phone calls. Like, oh, I used to buy you video games, you bastard. You're not really a bastard.
When you're 60, you'll find yourself a nice like 39-year-old woman.
35.
Yeah.
I know my strengths, and I don't know what they are, but I know them, and I know my weaknesses, and my weaknesses are being a husband. I'm no good at it. I'm okay as a dad. I'm terrible as a husband.
I mean, you could be good at it if you wanted to.
What is exactly good at it by your definition?
Respectful, engaged, committed, communicative, open to other ideas, adaptable.
You were some of that, right?
Oh,
like on a scale of 1 to 10, you're somewhere
twos across the board, twos and threes in those. I have my strengths, but they are not in the world of husbandry, unless you consider that reproduction.
The closest thing you have to a marriage is with all of us on the show.
Yeah, we do all right.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
we're good.
Yeah, I think so. Like, this is the happiest marriage I've ever had.
It's okay.
Yeah, I know. Look, I can't do anything about my past. What I can do is A, inspire other people to be better than I am, and B, learn from all of my mistakes. And I'm doing A. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Hang on one second. I knew it. He didn't take too kindly to that.
What do you want to say?
He said he wanted to hear you dirty talk.
Oh, well. That's interesting.
And he gave
us, worked up, too.
He gave us an example. Right. Do you think he was, like, ready to finish?
He was ready. He did finish.
And he's like, I need Seth talking dirty to get me there because, man, when I told him his call was dumb, he responded with great veracity.
You know, I know this is going to come as a shock, but I'm not that great at dirty talking. I don't like it. I like to be quiet.
You don't like dirty talk?
No, I like, hey, you got a nice butt. That's as far
a
as
a nice butt?
A nice butt. Your butt looks nice. Let me remove your brassiere. I mean, there's no dirty stuff. I'm not running through stories or scenarios or anything like that.
Come on. Take me there, Big Daddy.
Take you there? A woman.
Well, yeah, the audience. A lady listening right now. Give her an example.
Give me your best stuff.
How do you just start dirty talking?
Just focus. Do it. The song's on. How can you not talk dirty?
Oh, yeah, you look hot.
You don't want to compliment them.
You don't?
You've already got them in bed.
You won.
What am I doing, though?
You're dirty talking, like, while you're in bed.
What, do you want me to tell a tale as good as Shawshank Redemption? I mean, I don't have anything. I got nothing.
I don't need you telling a tale.
What did I say? Like, you whisper in her ear? Or you kiss her ear?
Okay.
All right, yeah, okay. Your ear tastes good, baby.
No, you're still complimenting.
Okay,
You've got the fish in the boat. You don't need to, like...
All right, there. Okay. Yeah, do you wish the whole Buccaneers defensive line was here with me? Okay, is that too much?
That's freaky.
Is that what you want?
I don't know what I want. You're telling me what
don't
I want.
Put that kind of energy out there.
Okay,
you want 11 black dudes in the bed
I'm
with
not,
you?
They're not.
One of them might be white. Sorry.
Okay. I don't know. I compliments are off the table. Inviting other athletes are off the table. I don't know.
What about what you want to do to her?
Yes, man. Yes.
Start there. Yeah. No, I want you, I want to pleasure you.
Can you be more vague?
Use the lyrics of this song as your guide.
You got to get nasty.
I want to hurt you. Okay, yeah, I want to put you in the ER.
No.
Okay, and I want, what, too far?
Yeah, a little bit.
I want doctors coming in asking, is he really hurting you? That's what I want to see happen. That's what I'm going to do to you. Okay? I'm going to bounce your head off that wall, and then the baby's going to wake up, and then the cops are going to come. And you're going to tell them that everything was consensual. Is that good?
Nailed it.
Is that good?
It's a fantasy.
Boy. What lucky lady wouldn't be the Atlantic Ocean after that?
Yeah, that's just a rough draft, you know?
Anna, any of that work for you?
Oh,
I noticed
yeah.
You're squirming in your seat over there.
She knows.
I'm like what you're putting out.
You know, if anything ever happens with your new hot boyfriend.
You never call her names or anything? Like, oh, yeah, you like that you dirty little.
Dirty little?
You know. Whatever you choose.
Like, oh, you stupid hooker?
I don't think you have to call her stupid.
Man, I'm taking notes here. Because you're not helping me. You're just laughing at me.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to guide you into a place where you can effectively
enhance
the experience through dirty talk.
Oh, you're a good mom.
No.
No, okay.
That's another compliment.
You're a bad mom.
No.
A naughty one, maybe.
Naughty mom is okay. Bad mom is negligent.
Okay. Anything about being a mom, or is that off?
I would say probably.
Don't say the word mama in the bedroom.
Unless it's mama.
How was bar class today, slut?
Stop and get the groceries, you stinky pig.
You gotta
find out what she likes. Like, what kind of words? What are her trigger words? What gets it for her? Like, you know Phoebe. You've known her for like 80 years.
Yeah.
What really gets her going? What could you whisper into her ear that where she's gonna be like, oh, daddy knows me.
Yeah.
Like, daddy really pushes my buttons.
I'm daddy?
Yeah. To her, not to me.
I'm to me.
Okay.
There you go.
All
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna choke you until you turn blue, you prostitute.
You're almost getting to a place where that could be sexy.
Okay.
Some.
All right. Thank you.
Your tone is a bit hesitant.
I need to be a
forceful,
bit yeah. Sexier.
Yeah, a little more assertive.
Well, you know, a lot of women they like the breaking and entering fantasy, so I was just bringing that voice into play.
All right. Good. Yeah. So you broke into the house.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here to steal your antiques and you get in bed.
Phoebe's a lucky lady.
Well, you know, I don't know. What was the best one I threw your way? I'll try it out tonight.
Let's say the stupid hooker one.
Stupid hooker. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. By the way, Acid Dom wants to talk to you about a prenup or something like that. See if you sign one. Steven, go ahead. It's Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Steven?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Thank you. Just, you know, have a little workshop for Seth.
Yeah, we tried. He tried. He's making some progress.
Yeah.
On the point of, you know, picking a girl up, dropping her off, and getting her back up, that actually happened to my wife and I.
Double dip.
We went to a lunch date, and then I dropped her off, and she was supposed to go to work that evening. And I texted her after I had left, taking her for the lunch date, and said that I was going to be seeing a movie later and where she could go. And she actually called out of her shift and went to the dinner with me instead and then to a movie.
Hell
so,
yeah.
And we've been happily married for 9 years.
Congratulations, man. See, that is, oh, that, man, that makes me want to go on a date again.
Yeah, just, you got to do it.
Just so you can experience that. And but I mean, the girl would have to know beforehand that I want like her to get back home and then go, hey,
oh yeah,
you know, come pick me back up. Or, you know, don't go. Or, you know, anything other than that was a miserable time. Come tell me that bar class was good and bounce my head off the walls.
There you go.
That might have been my favorite one. What? Bounce your head off the walls and the baby's going to wake up and the cops are going to come. And you're going to tell them everything was consensual. She text you?
No, somebody else did.
Who, I knew who. And what'd she say?
Who?
No, I know.
You don't know who's texting me over here?
Your new celeb friend texted you.
I'm not a celeb. I just see her as Jen.
Your new celeb friend from Fox 13's Good Day Tampa Bay. She texted you guys.
Yeah, yeah. She likes the show. She loves the show.
Since she befriended you, yes. Yeah. She's by the way, she's known me for about 5 years, but meeting you was her conduit to starting listening
to
the show.
I've known her for years.
Clearly.
For years, but we just solidified everything now.
All right, well, what did your solid friend say?
She just said she's dying.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're all dying from the minute that we're born.